This recording is from Hadar's first queer colloquium, a day of learning for alumni that celebrated Torah informed by the lens of queer experience, that Hadar held in New York on Sunday, October 27th.
This has been a day of deeply connecting to our tradition, to our Torah, and to our text through the lens of queer experience. We approach texts, some of which we've encountered before, with new questions, hoping to uncover new answers. We have been engaging with the work of Hitchatshut HaTorah, of bringing new life and meaning to Torah, an encounter through which we seek not only to find the Torah in ourselves, but to find ourselves in Torah. Rabbi Nachman teaches this about Hitchatshut HaTorah. Da, she'al yedei Hitchatshut HaTorah na'aseh neharot. Ki she'matchil lechades b'Torah, az ay matchil limboa ma'ayan, b'vchinat, know that by the means of Torah's renewal rivers are formed. For when a person begins to originate in Torah, a spring begins to flow. And this is like that which is said, a spring comes forth from the house of God. Rabbi Nachman continues, V'ze ha-me'ayan b'tchila hutzar v'katan, v'char kach mitrachev u'mitpashet yoter v'yoter, Now, in the beginning, the spring is narrow and small, yet afterwards it widens and spreads further and further until it turns into rivers. Everyone then comes to drink from these rivers. Through Hitchatshut, this project of approaching the Torah with new questions and uncovering new answers, rivers flow. But these rivers have to start from somewhere. You don't go from dry, barren rock to a rushing river in an afternoon. First come the droplets, then a small flow, then a spring, until finally each drop of Torah gathers onto the next until a river begins to flow. New Torah starts as droplets and eventually bursts forth as rivers. But, Rabbi Nachman teaches, before the rivers can flow, before we can be mechadesh b'Torah, we have to cry. We have to start from a place of tears. Al ken, mi sherotze lechadesh chidushin de'oraita, sheyesh behen mamash, hu tzarich livkot mikodem. Someone who wants to innovate, to find chidushim that are de'oraita, that are from within the Torah, that have the real stuff of mamash in them, that person must first cry. First the tears, then the spring, then the river. All new Torah begins with tears. My guess is that there have been some tears shed in this room over new Torah, or rather, a new need for Torah. My guess is that many of us, regardless of the identities we carry, have experienced moments in which we found ourselves in a place of longing, in a place of brokenness, in a place of otherness, moments in which we either felt let down by the world or perhaps even let down by Torah. And yet, when we are in these narrow and tight places, the moment before the river begins to flow, we can either turn towards Torah or we can turn away from it. Those of us in this room have chosen to turn toward Torah. And this is the spring that at the beginning is narrow and small. Or perhaps we find ourselves in places, in communities, facing aspects of our tradition that feel narrow and small, parts of tradition that attempt to make us feel small. And then it widens and it spreads more and more. The Torah that comes from this place of narrowness starts out small. It is still new. It is constricted. This is the moment we are in now. This colloquium is a beginning. It is a spring, an exploration of Torah that grows out of love and out of tears, in which we ask, what are the questions we need to be asking? What can we as a community work on together? How can we best support each other? How do we go from a spring to a river? How do we move from a place of narrowness to a place of expansion? First, we as a faculty know that we are also your students. We are committed to not only supporting, but embracing the diversity of our community. And we are committed to learning together and continuing to work toward creating a Beit Midrash that is inclusive of all identities. Second, we were blessed to have a number of incredible offerings for this colloquium beyond what we could even share today in as a community. and we hope to create future opportunities for lifting up this Torah at the Alumni Shabbaton and beyond. Third, we want to ask you, what's next? What is the work we can be doing together? In the weeks following this colloquium, we'll reach out to you and our alumni community to invite you to join in a Next Steps call in which we'll dream and plan what's to come. Ad she'na'aseh mimenu neharot, v'akol ba'im lishtot me'elu ha'neharot. Until the springs become rivers, and everyone will come to drink from these rivers. My blessing for us is that we transform springs into rivers, that we as a community can work together to figure out how each of us, in our own capacities, can support each other in this work, and that together we can create a Torah from which all may drink, a Torah that lifts up new perspectives, that asks new questions, that raises up diversity, vulnerability, inclusion, and beauty. A Torah born from tears, a Torah that is truly Deoraita. And Bachi will lead us in some song in Rina.
Thanks for listening. To learn more with Hadar, please visit hadar.org/Torah.